Today on Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. I saw that you had like an extensive background working in all the different taboo brands. Is it true you worked under Larry Flynt?
Yes. So I actually started my career with Hustler and with Mr. Flynt. And they were opening up one of their Hustler Hollywood stores.
Let's get into the fantasy box. Can you explain what that is?
The fantasy box is a collection of what we call date night boxes, and they are curated around various fantasies.
What are your thoughts on how important it is to make time for intimacy?
I think intimacy needs to be viewed as important and valued it to be as important as your health and your wellness.
What do you think is the most misunderstood thing about what you do?
Most people think that anyone who's sort of in this space is obsessed with sex. And I would definitely say that that is not true.
Welcome back to Misunderstood, guys. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. I'm really excited about today's episode, and I hope you are too. When we talk about relationships, we talk about love, commitment, loyalty, and sometimes frustration, boredom, or disconnection. But how often do we talk about play? Today's guest has spent over two decades helping people reconnect to something we are all craving: intimacy, curiosity, and the confidence to say, "This is what I want." Amanda Bird is the powerhouse president behind some of the boldest brands in intimacy and self-care, including the Fantasy Box, a direct-to-consumer experience that helps couples ditch the routine and rediscover real connection. But she's not just selling lingerie and blindfolds. She's marketing emotional chemistry in a world that's forgotten how to flirt, how to ask for more, and how to have fun again. Before leading the Fantasy Box, Amanda worked with brands like Hustler and Penthouse, redefining how sensuality could be marketed in a way that's empowering, not exploitative. She's a woman who knows how to make the taboo feel not just safe. Today, we go deep on how to keep the spark alive, what we're all afraid to say in long-term relationships, and how to turn "I don't even know what I want anymore" into a turning point. This isn't just about sex. It's about storytelling, vulnerability, and asking better questions in our relationship and in our lives. So, are you feeling bored in the bedroom? Get excited to listen to my conversation with Amanda Bird. Amanda, it's so fun to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining me on Misunderstood.
Yes, I am so excited to be here. Such a roster that you've had on the show. So I'm excited to chat with you.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure that, listen, anyone, nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors, right? But anyone would like to spice up what goes on in their own bedroom, I'm sure, no matter who you are. So I definitely wanted to have you on. I was lucky enough to have been gifted a fantasy box, and I cannot wait to open it and see what's in it. And I wanted to talk to you first, though, and know what I was getting myself into. So before we get into all that, though, I want to talk about a little bit about you and your background and how you got into this. I saw that you had like an extensive background working in brands that are very popular, sort of in this, I guess you would say, taboo brand, you know, all the different taboo brands. So, and is it true you worked under Larry Flynt?
It is, yes. So I actually started my career with Hustler and with Mr. Flynt. I was moving to San Diego, and they were opening up one of their Hustler Hollywood stores. So if you've never been to a Hustler Hollywood store, they opened their first one in 1998 on the Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. And it was a collaboration between Larry and his daughter, Teresa Flynt. And they really wanted to reimagine adult bookstores. So if you'd ever been into one of those, there's dark curtains, you know, the products are behind kind of, you know, black boxes, right. sticky floors. I mean, it was not somewhere you'd want to go shopping with, say, your partner or your girlfriends, or go have a good time.
Yeah.
So they reimagined it. They reinvented it. It was all bright colors. It was beautiful products. It was merchandise. It was Hustler merch. And they also put in a coffee shop. So I love this idea. I was super curious about it. I'd worked in retail throughout high school. So I was like, I'm going to take my retail skills to Hustler Hollywood. This sounds like fun. Plus, they were open till 2 a.m. So I was like, I can go to college in the morning and then I can work at night, which you can only do when you're 20 years old.
Right, right.
So I got the job and I loved it. It was so much fun. I loved watching people walk into the store and sort of have this experience of, oh my God, it's perfectly okay and safe to be shopping in this space for intimate products, to be having fun with my partner. The store in San Diego had 3 floors. So the first floor was your coffee shop and your merch. Second floor was lingerie. And the third floor was all the good stuff. You know, so come Friday night, there'd be, you know, a lovely woman at the top of the stairs. Deborah, you got to get up here and see what's on the third floor. So it was just, it was great.
Wow.
So worked my way up with them, opened up several more stores, and then went over to Penthouse. Penthouse was reimagining their entire licensing program and really how the brand was represented. Bob Guccione left a tremendous legacy. And so went over there, reimagined it, then went on with a company that was really in charge of, had the leading cam model site. So before OnlyFans, it was the top, and it was actually had an Alexa ranking of 25th out of every single website in the world. Which is wild. So my career has really been about taking vice, taboo, controversial topics and helping shift the perception, sign smart brand collaborations, and make it palpable for mainstream.
So I'm really interested how you got into that though. Like, what made you want to make the taboo approachable? Was there something in your personal life that you felt like it was taboo and you wanted to get over that, or the opposite?
You know, it was pure curiosity, I'll be honest. I was really just fascinated by sort of what was happening within those stores. And then I was able to take the marketing challenge of it, which is, I think, what I really enjoyed, because it wasn't like we were selling another t-shirt or, you know, another lip gloss. We were really having to reimagine what people had a lot of judgment around, a lot of fear around, and for people, a lot of shame around. And we are, you know, as humans, we're hardwired for procreation. We are hardwired for connection, intimate connection. And so, you know, it wasn't necessarily just to drive that. It was really the challenge of, how do I retell this story? How do I help people have an aha moment? How do I make something, you know, like this fun? The Hustler Hollywood store had a great sign when you walked in. It said, "Relax, it's just sex." And you could literally see people's shoulders drop and they were like, "Okay, cool, let's go in there and have some fun."
Right, right. Did you ever like run into your parents' friends or anything like that?
No, oh, thank goodness. But I do remember when they came to visit the first time. And so that was very funny. I was like, it's just a lingerie store. Right. I promise.
Oh my
but
God.
I feel like it's been a lot of really, I've never had a boring day. I actually took a lot of this over to the cannabis industry. I was CMO for a tech startup and they were little filters. So you would take a hit from a bong and you would exhale into this filter and it would take away all the smoke and smell.
Wow.
And so the way I positioned it was not just get away with smoking weed, which would have been really easy. It was more about clean up the air around you right. while you're doing something that you enjoy. And so it's those marketing challenges. I guess I'm a masochist because it is hard, but that I find really intriguing and finding creative ways to retell the story.
Yeah. And yeah, and take the stigma away. So people realize it's not something, like you said, they have to be shameful about. And I think
right.
that's really empowering, to be honest. And you also sound like a really fun person because you're involved in all these things.
I am definitely got all the good stuff.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking people that are driving their car listening to this episode would be like, I really want to be friends with this girl. So let's get into the fantasy box. Can you explain what that is and what its mission is?
Yeah, definitely. So the fantasy box is a collection of what we call date night boxes, and they are curated around various fantasies. And we have fantasies that I guess you would kind of call the more traditional ones. So the French maid, the naughty nurse, you get the wig, it's the full-on fantasy. But then we also have fantasies that are geared towards more play. So we have date night poker, which is a strip poker. So we give you everything you need in these boxes for a night of fun. And they're incredibly layered. So we start off with the sexy survey. Right. And what's really fun about this is what we find is a lot of couples have never really communicated about what they want in their intimate relationship. They just kind of default turn to what they're used to or what they've always done. And so what this does is allow couples to talk about it. You know, how often do you like to have sex? You know, how do you prefer to initiate it? And so you fill this out first. And then
just so I know, because this is the one part that I did open and we looked at it and we were like, oh, wait, we have to actually like spend some time doing this. Isn't something we can be like, okay, let's just open the box and like see what's in it and like figure out what we want to use. We were like, this is a real thing that we have to spend some time on. So we put it back in the box. We're like, we're going to figure this out later. But I thought that was really, you know, interesting that that is the way that you have people stop and really take a moment to look within and write something down and then have a meaningful conversation. Cause you're right. I mean, I'm engaged. I don't think I've ever had that conversation either.
Yeah. And we,
you know,
it is, it's very intentional because just that level of communication and just talking about it can actually unlock other conversations. And if you aren't taking the time to do that, it helps to set those boundaries. It helps to understand what your partner wants to explore, which makes then carrying out the fantasy that much more fun and, you know, less, no stress, essentially. Right.
Now, I want to get into what is in the boxes and why you've picked it. But first, I'm just curious, was there like statistics that you guys were looking at or some sort of science about the fact that people were not knowing what to do in the bedroom or getting bored, or even if they were fine, that other things could spice it up? Like, where'd you guys come up with this idea?
Yeah, so it was actually started by a woman named Mariah, and we took it on a couple years ago from her. And so it was really sort of her brainchild. What we did was take it on and streamline it, bring in the products, you know, that we felt were of utmost quality, add in some different fantasies that we felt were very topical. I think that's one of the things that's very interesting about the word fantasy itself. Like, it could almost have a little bit of a trigger effect. You're like, oh, wait, I'm not going to tell you, you know, that I'm into a fantasy, or it gets confused with fetish. And so taking that concept and modernizing it and adding in some of these things. So one of the things I really love about the product is I feel like it appeals to both how men and women are hardwired. So we have the sexy survey. That's something to get some mental stimulation going. Probably appeals to the female a little bit more, just that communication piece, talking out her desires, sharing. We have in here the whole welcome kit. So you actually set the date, you plan when you're going to do it, you read the instructions, and then each person gets the role play card. So again, that like forethought that's going into it, you're planning something, you're thinking about it. What am I going to wear? You know, how am I going to do my makeup? Where is this going to take place? All of that is playing into the anticipation of then the fantasy, which is like just as hot sometimes as the fantasy itself.
Right. So how often are you guys coming up with new ones and new ideas?
Yeah. So we're trying to come out with something usually about once a quarter. So right now we just expanded on our bridal boxes. So they're beautiful white boxes, put a ring on it for engagement, wedding night, honeymoon, perfect milestone item, already gift, you know, package, great for gifts. We also just did something, you know, we're trying to meet couples at every stage in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And we know it, life is busy. Things happen. People are distracted. And so sometimes there's going to be time for a full fantasy box. And then sometimes there might be just a night, you know, grandma took the kids, let's go. So we came up with Friday Night Fantasies, and those are digital downloads. And they're super easy. You have your own props at home, and they just lead a really fun conversation, a little bit of role play for a night of fun. And the next one that's coming out for that one is Bring Your Book Boyfriend to Life. So, you know, book talk is very exciting. All of these kind of like fun fantasy books. Mm-hmm. So we're going to help couples bring that favorite little fantasy book to life with one of these. So we're trying to stay culturally relevant, right, on trend with what today's fantasy is, which I think is really important, yeah, while also celebrating some of the traditional ones that we know people love.
Amazing. So can you take us through an example of when somebody opens the box, what they will see?
Yeah, definitely. So the first thing you're going to see is an Open Me First envelope. So we really want to guide you through this entire experience. The other thing that's really hard is people don't always, maybe they want to plan a date night. They don't have the time or the energy. This comes with everything you need. We literally walk you through it. No peeking, permission for pleasure. Having been in the space for a long time, permission is a big thing. So making sure that everybody's willing, both sides are ready to explore. Right. Set the date, what you're doing. This one is actually the date night poker, time to play. And then you each get a role. So the dealer and mm-hmm. then the player. And you can go off into your separate spaces, decide on the date, and then you both come prepared to. Some of it's role play, some of it's just really fun. So the dealer is going to set up all the cards in this particular instance. They're going to make sure that they have a cocktail ready if that's something that's fun. So the whole scene is set. And then you're going to get everything in your box. And just to kind of show off this sexy, fun, beautiful box.
It really is, by the way. It was an impressive thing to receive.
Oh, good. Well, and that's, you know, you can keep it. You can store any products that you get with it. It looks beautiful. So you're going to get some type of lingerie in there, which is really great. Okay. You can pick your size. We are extra small all the way up to 4X. And then you actually really get everything. So in this case, you get your deck of cards. There are candy cigarettes. There are sunglasses. There's vibe in all of them. Oh. There's typically some type of lubricant, massage oil. We really try and pack in the value with all kinds of products, sunglasses, and everything out.
So in each box, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Something to wear. It's something mm-hmm. to the prop. It's also some sort of toy.
Yep. Itself,
like a vibrator, whatever. And sunglasses, like what else? Like, do some come with wigs? Some come with,
we've got wigs in there. We have do not disturb signs. This one's really fun. This has all of the betting cards in here. So we actually also give you a cheat sheet for how to play poker. I mean, we really try and get you because some people are like, I have no idea how to play poker. I was like, I totally get it. You can also just play Go Fish. The point right. of this is that you just end up naked and having fun. So right. don't worry too much.
Right.
But all of this, in this particular case, you get these really cute little betting cards. So remove a piece of clothing, tasty delights. And so you take these. And what's great is you're not going to use up all the products in a single evening. You can swap roles. You can come back to just a set of cards.
Is there something for men to wear too?
There isn't right now. We have talked about adding something for men too. So that could be something in the future.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to think of something that when we're There is a world of opportunity out there beyond the typical 9-to-5 where purpose and grit and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve. That's peacecorps.gov/serve.
We're working on it. We'll think of what we can use.
I love that. Yes, we're always open to ideas.
So now, how do you get people that have gone from not excited about their partner because they've been with them for too long, or they're just too shy in the bedroom, or for religious reasons, they've always thought this isn't something that they're allowed to do, whatever their issue is, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get them from that moment of like, this is who I've become, to I even want to try that step? Like, how do you get over that intimidation?
Yeah, I think it's trying to ping on a couple of different feelings they may have. So is it shame? Is it fear? Having them start with something easy. The other thing we have are date night boxes. They're $49. They're kind of like this. They are this.
Yeah.
And that has Spin the Bottle and 7 Minutes in Heaven.
So fun,
right? Like it is a game. And I think that's the hardest part and the pressure couples put on themselves. If they're feeling in a space where they're disconnected, it's like, oh, we have to have this massive conversation about our sex life.
Right.
No, you need to play. You need to have a little bit of fun. You need to, you know, and in some cases, maybe a massive discussion is necessary. But I'd say for the majority of couples that maybe feel like they're in a rut, it's communicating a little bit. It is introducing some play. It's having an experience with your partner. We like to talk about, you know, this really is an experience, almost like bungee jumping on vacation, snorkeling with sea turtles. It's something that you experience together, which naturally creates those endorphins and creates a bond and a memory. And those memories and those bonds are building blocks and infrastructure to a relationship that feels connected. So trying to help people start small, maybe you just do the sexy survey at first. Maybe you don't need to jump right in. Maybe you want to try a Friday night fantasy and just test the waters, or maybe a date night box and just having some fun. And really, going at your pace, discussing your boundaries, and just continuing to help people see the many different ways the box can be experienced.
What are your thoughts on how important it is to make time for intimacy as opposed to like just when you feel the chemistry with someone? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think we're all very, disconnected, but we're busy. I think we're in a connection crisis, and that a lot of times that we're with friends, family, partners, we're distracted. We're on our phones. I mean, I think this has been definitely discussed and talked about a lot. And I think intimacy needs to be viewed as much as important and valued to be as important as your health and your wellness and your fitness and the other things that you invest time and energy in.
Right.
And so, making it a priority, and this is hard. I definitely don't think it's easy. I understand life gets in the way, which is another reason why I think the, not to keep going back to the fantasy box, but it does help. It's all delivered right there. You don't have to put too much time into it.
Right.
You don't have to think about planning ahead for it. So it is something that is a foundational piece of your health and of your relationship.
Well, what's interesting too, is that you don't have to be married for 15 years to kind of get into, and I don't even want to say a rut, because sometimes people like the sex they have and it's simple or it's not simple and it's exactly the way that they have it, but it all seems to be the same for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if people underestimate the word is importance of trying new things or curiosity or whatever, because the other options out there are, when people watch porn or
cheating or like all these things that are going on that are outside of your relationship, that the stimulus is totally different and secretive and exotic and exciting. And so I would think there is an important element to creating something that's new and exciting, even if you feel like the sex you're having is fine because it's intimate and you love your partner, right?
I think that's amazing. Yes. I think experiencing new things, seeing your partner in a different light, maybe it is just something. Maybe your partner wants to try something and, you know, introducing it through something like the fantasy box. That's a beautiful presentation that might make it a little bit easier. And I agree, just bringing more play back into the bedroom, even if to your point, you do have a great connected, intimate, situation, even just adding to that, adding on some extra, you know, spice. And that really is when we've surveyed our customers, the number one thing is they just want to add a little bit of spice to the bedroom. They want to have a little bit of a little bit more fun.
So for people who say, I don't even know what I want anymore, I don't know what my fantasy would be. Because again, you brought it up, like fantasy can be a little either taboo or intimidating because maybe they just are like, well, I don't even know what that would be. How would you suggest they start realizing what their fantasies are?
Yes. So we do have a quiz on the site that kind of plays into your fantasy archetype. So do you want to be swept off your feet? Do you want to gaze into each other's eyes? Or do you want someone to sort of dominate you? You make decisions all day. You want to get in the bedroom and you want someone to dominate you and tell you what to do. Do you want something that's a little bit more voyeuristic? We have fantasies that cover all of those. So I would suggest taking the quiz first and sort of see what happens. You can take it separately and then you could take it together. 50% of our customers actually surprise their partner with the product, which could go either way. So you can do it whichever way you think is going to be the most comfortable. But I would start there and then read. We try and include in there some of the roles on each of the boxes and then think about what kind of gets you excited. There's a great book out there called Tell Me What You Want. And it's really about fantasies are actually your awake. It's not when you're dreaming. It's what you fantasize and dream about in like little moments throughout the day, which I think is really fascinating. So think about those moments. And that's kind of what the Friday night fantasies are. It's the delivery guy. It's the power outage. And all of a sudden you're stuck in the dark and it's, you know, hot and sticky. It's those like little moments where you're like, ooh, something that kind of has a little tingle of excitement. So
I would have never thought of the delivery guy as being a fantasy, but maybe for some people that is hysterical. Oh my God.
Yes. It's bringing out all kinds of stories.
The Uber driver, when you get a flat tire and you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So because this is a show called Misunderstood, I want to ask, what do you think is the most misunderstood thing about what you do?
That's a great question. I think I would say that most people would think that anyone who's sort of in this space is obsessed with sex or obsessed with adult or obsessed with, you know, overindulgence. And I would definitely say that that is not true. I'm sure like with any industry, there's a portion of it. But I think in a lot of cases, you have men and women and others who are looking to bring very valuable products to the market to relate to an audience that they feel is underserved or to help shift a perception or to tell their story, which, as we know, is so powerful. So I think it's always great to address that because, it, you know, the root and the heart of a lot of the products that are out there are really meant to service people that are, you know, looking for something like this.
Right. And in terms of the products that you put in the boxes, are these products that are your own or products that you found that you love the most?
Yeah, some of them are our own that we have private labeled. And then most of them come from vendors that we know are tried and tested. We like their products. We know they're of high quality. And then we'll also source sort of props and fun items. We have a naughty wine tasting that comes with our own fantasy box wine screw and wine glasses. A couple different items that we've done.
God, you guys have everything. And can people get refills on your site if they really like your products?
Yeah. So we have over 36 core fantasies, which are the fantasy boxes. We've got three date nights. So like the spend the bottle, 7 minutes in heaven. We do have a subscription. It's 12 months. So you sign up and it is a predetermined collection of boxes that we send. And it kind of starts with my first fantasy. So if you want to dip your toe into it and see what it's about, right. And then it sort of ramps up, but you get a little sampling of everything, which I think is great because you can explore, oh, maybe I never would have bought a Naughty Nurse box, but then I got it and, you know, I loved it. So.
Right. Okay. I love it. Okay. Another question for you. What is one thing you used to believe about sex, intimacy, or relationships that you've completely changed your mind about now that you've been doing this for so long?
Oh, yeah. So I started at Hustler when I was 21 years old, which is pretty young to sort of be, I guess, exposed to so much out there. But I will say what it did was it really never, the wool was never able to be pulled over my eyes. I was never able to get tricked into a situation or be told something because I knew better because of what I learned and experienced. So I think that was like an interesting benefit. So I would say really just understanding boundaries. I think getting to know yourself personally and what your boundaries are around intimacy is the most important place to start, because then you can take it into a partnership and then you can explore further. But if you don't know what those are, then you're going to feel a little lost and intimidated and unsure and maybe being influenced or swayed by what your partner wants to do. So, you know, I think sex shouldn't be something, or intimacy shouldn't be something that's sort of like fly by the seat of your pants to some extent. Really get to know yourself before you move into experiences.
You strike me as somebody who's more, you know, self-assured, or you're very in touch, obviously, because of all the jobs you've had with sex, intimacy, relationships. Has that, like, in terms of the people you meet as partners, the men you meet, are they intimidated by that? Or does that work better for relationships because it's not so awkward?
Yeah. So I've been with my husband for we've been married 13 years. We've been together for much longer. And we were together during the days at Penthouse, and he was very self-assured. And that was important because, you know, he was around Penthouse Pets. He was around, you know, parties that were definitely extravagant and not your everyday party. And so, but he knew me and he knew who I was and we were connected. And so, yes, I think that's extremely important because you don't, you know, I'm sure there are instances where you can get sucked into sort of that life. Yeah. But I think going back to the perception and the misunderstanding is that I was certainly not in it for any of that. That was, you know, a peripheral part of it. I really was in it because I love the marketing piece of it.
You're
on
the
human behavior.
Yeah.
So, but definitely, I needed somebody that was strong and wouldn't, you know, be influenced, so to speak.
Right. If you could whisper one message into the ear of every couple who's lost their spark, what would you say?
Oh, I love that. How do I want to phrase this? It's almost like not just try something, but it's like just try something. Just don't shut down, you know, be open. It's hard, you know, it can be challenging. There can be a lot of things that build up, but just be open to trying a little bit of something. And I think you'd be surprised how one little move like that compounds into sort of cracking that door open.
Yeah. And it sounds like as long as people are open to change, that could really make a huge difference in their relationship. I think so many people that you see or read about, you know, that are really are shut down in their relationships, think they have to go to therapy, don't want to, and kind of live separate lives. And how great would it be if it just took a little bit of change or just putting yourself out there a little bit and seeing where it goes? Because at one point, you obviously were very intimate and close. So I think it's getting over that hump of feeling like, And you know, you've probably been through moments where you just feel like you're not attracted to this person anymore. Like you're over them. They suck. They're annoying. But, and there's no connection. I should have said the word connection first, but, yeah. but I think that what it seems to be lacking when people are not connected is part of the intimacy. And that doesn't necessarily mean sex. It means the touching or the cuddling, or even if you're just watching TV and being next to them and holding hands, sometimes you completely forget to do that for a long time because you're so not connected. So just that little bit of change, like you're talking about, just that little try something moves to the next thing and could really save a relationship. So
yeah,
I think that's
absolutely
cool.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
What is your favorite fantasy box? If people wanted to, I mean, you said there's so many, what would you say? There's 30 something?
36. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good question. Okay,
so what is your favorite one that if people don't know what to pick, they should try? Cause it has the best stuff in it.
Well, I will tell you some of the favorites. So 7 Minutes in Heaven has been really popular with our date night boxes. Really cute, really fun, easy to do. The other one is Yes, I Would. So you hold up little paddles and you share things that you would do or not do, but it's like in a game show format. That one's really popular. The box is just packed to the brim with great product. I think the Resort Rendezvous is a really fun one too for travel. The anniversary is our most popular. So milestone moments that people love to celebrate. So I love that's one of our best sellers.
Do you have any that are for couples, you know, like on game night?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I'm trying to think. I mean, we've got Spin the Bottle. I don't know if that would be.
Right. Yeah. Well, we might start a fight. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe no. That's a box you should think of, a game night one.
Yes. Yes. No, that would be
fun. You could
fun.
Do the paddles with that where people can answer questions or something.
Yep.
Like the newlywed game, similar.
Yes. Yes. And that's. That show. In the bridal boxes, in the Put a Ring on It, we have the IDs for the fiancés, for the Mr. and Mrs. So they kind of do their own little naughty IDs. So that's really cute. How well do you know your partner? There's some card games in there. But yeah, I love the game night idea.
Okay. All right. Well, where can people find the Fantasy Box and learn more about your work?
So thefantasybox.com. We're also across all the socials at The Fantasy Box. So check it out. You can watch some of the videos, see some of the unboxings, take the quiz and see what the right fantasy is for you.
Amazing. Amanda, thank you so much. I will be in touch with you and let you know what we think and if we have any suggestions.
Yeah.
We use it.
I love it.
I appreciate you. Oh, wait. And before we go, we have to tell if people are only listening and not watching, she's sitting in front of a huge, you know, background of all sorts of products. And you were telling me about something that sounds amazing. Please tell everybody what they can get from you, from your parent company, I guess.
Yes. Yes. So one of the other brands is a shave cream called Coochie, C-O-O-C-H-Y. So it's been around since the 80s. The founder of the company saw that women were not being served right once they started to shave. So the 70s was sort of like free Bush era. And then all of a sudden women started getting into personal grooming, particularly for their bikini line. And there was nothing out there. So he launched Coochie, which is great for intimate parts, but also great for all over your body. And it's a skin conditioner. So typically a shave cream is just a barrier between the razor and your skin. Whereas this actually soaks into the hair, makes it soft. So then when you run the razor, there's zero friction and it conditions your skin. So it's great. I was saying, you know, men that shave their heads, it's perfect for that. It's great for all over your body. It smells amazing. You'll be hooked. So it's available on Amazon.
On Amazon. Terrific. I think that'll be a fun purchase. That's a great gift, stocking stuffer when it comes time for Christmas. Sounds like I know what I'll be getting. My bald fiance. All right. Again, Amanda, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thanks, Rachel. That was fun.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Understood.